Okay, special bonus here on this Monday podcast for February 2nd. We have this tradition here at the old Rolla J Studios that after I get done and posting the podcast, my lady love and I sit on the couch and enjoy a joint and listen to the podcast. And we had just finished listening to the podcast, and she was really proud of the little part I did about the scammers that had called her and trying to scam her out of money. And no sooner had we just finished that, and I came in to start doing some other sort of work here in the studio, when Lori comes in with her phone ringing, and it's from, once again, a private number. She's like, could they be so stupid as to call back the same number? And yes, indeed they were. Those scammers that I told you about in the podcast today, they called back today. And she came into the studio. I flipped the mic on. And for the next 20 minutes, we kept them on the line and recorded their whole scam. So here it is. Just slightly edited to take out personal information and to shorten some of the time pauses on hold, we present to you Lori Duckworth versus the Sheriff Department scammers.
Oh, wow. I see a foreign address, but that is still a P.O. box. P.O. box.
Oh, no, I have not had that P.O. box in a long time.
Okay. And do you still reside in Jackson County now?
No, I don't reside in Jackson County.
Oh, wow. Everything wrong. Alrighty. And you say you haven't lived there a few years now, so I'm pretty sure you don't still know the residents who resigned at that home address?
No, I don't know the people that live there. I haven't lived there in more than 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. For you, ma'am, I'm going to actually place you in for a DNR. DNR basically stands for did not sign and did not receive. That will alert the supervisor on shift as well as that federal judge that you may not have even received these summons, okay?
Okay.
The only issue we have here today is someone actually did sign off on those documents. So gave that judge the acknowledgement that you knew when and where to show. And when she wasn't present on said date of December the 3rd, he had no other choice but to stick with his SOP, standard operational procedure, and issue out two Class C citations that are currently pending on your person as of right now.
Okay.
Would it be a problem with you making your way down to the sheriff's office, ma'am, to undergo a signature verification test?
The sheriff's office where?
In Jackson County, ma'am.
Well, I'm not anywhere near Jackson County.
Oh, okay. Well, once I transfer you over to my supervisor, you can get the county that you're in. You can correspond with those guys down there, and you can report locally if that would be more convenient for you, okay?
Sure.
All right, you got a pen and paper, though, because I do have to give you these two citation reference numbers and then get you transferred over.
Sure. Let me get a piece of paper. Hold on a minute.
Okay, take your time.
Hold on. Okay, I'm ready to write it down.
Okay, the first one we have here is a failure to appear. You can abbreviate that F as a foxtrot. T as in tango, A as in alpha, 369-65.
Okay,
the second one is contempt of court. You can abbreviate that C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, C as in Charlie, 369-25. Can you just recite them all back to me, ma'am?
Sure, that's... Yep, that's FTA369-65, COC369-25.
Four, that is correct. And if you could just provide me what county you're in as of right now so I can go ahead and notify my supervisor what county you're in so I can get in correspondence with those guys down there as well.
I'm in Klamath County.
You said which county, ma'am?
Klamath.
Okay. All right, if you just hold for a moment, I'm going to go ahead and transfer this call over to my supervisor. He should be with you briefly, okay?
Okay.
All right, please hold. Okay, man, he's actually finishing up on the Zoom conference meeting, because you're not the only one going through this turmoil or whatever right now. We actually got over 24 of you guys marked down for non-shows. The courts is aware that over 24 people not showing up for jury selection, especially federal grand jury selection, is basically unheard of. And I was looking at your case file. Was that address the Southwest now?
Hello, yes. What about?
Is that the current home address?
No, that's not my current home address.
Okay, yeah, we have this file all completely wrong. All right, I'm just adding side notes to this. You haven't resigned that to Jackson, the 3149 one for 10 years. Okay, so just bear with me. He should finish up on his Zoom conference meeting shortly. I mean, he shouldn't be that much longer, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Please hold. Jackson County Sheriff's Department, Sergeant Dan Burke here.
Hi.
Okay, give me one moment while I place your file in the transport portal so that I can get all of your documents and your information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment.
Sure.
Okay, now, before we do proceed, ma'am, I must inform you that this call is being recorded and may be monitored for your legal safety as well as mine, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, you are contesting that you never signed for nor received anything due to your honorable judge's court summons. Is that a correct and accurate statement for you?
That's correct.
Okay, and were you notified that we do actually have a signature here on file that gave us acknowledgement that you knew when and where to show? So once you didn't show, that case had to be postponed for 48 hours. That is a great big deal, okay?
Okay, I never received anything. I haven't lived at that address for over 10 years.
Okay, and is it anyone that could have actually signed for or received that honorable judge's court summons, ma'am?
I don't know the people that live there. That home was sold in a divorce.
Yes, ma'am, can you not hear me?
I said, I don't know who lives there. I haven't lived there for 10 years. That home was sold in a divorce.
Okay, I do understand what you're contesting, okay? Now, do you have reliable transportation and valid identification, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so would it be a problem for you actually making your way down to the sheriff's department?
What sheriff's department are you asking me to go to? And why would I go to the sheriff's department?
Because you're going to have to actually come down for what's known as a signature analysis, okay? And as of now, you do have two active pending warrants, and you do have to get those off the frozen warrant status, okay?
Okay, well, if I have two active warrants, why hasn't anybody showed up to my address?
Okay, because we are giving you this courtesy call, ma'am. If you just want to go through your criminal procedure, that's perfectly fine. I can transfer your file, okay? I'm not here to go back and forth with you about why you haven't been picked up yet. But if you want to, ma'am, I can just transfer your file. Is that what you want?
Well, I'm not sure what you're asking me to do other than get in the car and drive to the sheriff's office. So I guess if I got to do that, I'll go. But I can't go to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. I'm nowhere near there.
Okay, that's perfectly fine, ma'am. Let's just speak then. We have to communicate, okay? Because what you're doing is actually seeming as you just want to get turned in, or you just want us to dispatch our officer to your address, okay? They will be able to actually find out where you do reside if we have to transfer that file over to the criminal division, okay?
Well, my address is on file at the DMV.
That's why I'm informing you, ma'am. For some reason, I don't know why that actual document got sent to that address, but if you need me to just transfer the criminal division, I can do that. Now, what actual county do you reside in, ma'am, so that I can get that transferred over?
Klamath.
Can you state that one more time?
Klamath County.
Okay, Klamath County. Okay, so what I'm going to do for you is, ma'am, I'm going to get your file transferred over to the Klamath County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
So they can further assist you, okay?
Sure.
Now, what do you say?
Sure, that sounds good.
Okay, now before we proceed, ma'am, I must inform you also that there are two special conditions that has been placed down by the Honorable Judge in the Federal District Courts. The first is what's known as a make and maintain contact order. What that simply means is, while you make your way down to the Sheriff's Department, we're going to stay on an open line of communication so that you're not actually confronted while traveling with those two Adam and Fretches, okay?
Okay.
So there will be no disconnect, mute, merge, hold, or sideways texting. This is a transcript call, meaning that it is recorded and may be monitored for your legal safety as well as my own.
Okay.
And it will mark you non-compliant by default of done so.
Okay.
Now,
Now, if your file is marked non-compliant, that means that they're going to just... Okay, ma'am. So what that means is, like I stated, if you do get disconnected, mute, merge, or hold, it will mark you non-compliant. And at that time, they're just going to send your file over to the district clerk of court's office, to the criminal division. Once your file is transferred over there, ma'am, they're going to just send out U.S. Marshals to apprehend you for 48 hours for 72 days. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, your second special condition is what's known as a federal suppression gag order. What that simply means is, ma'am, you're not to disclose this information to anyone outside of law enforcement. No unauthorized third party. Only because this is an ongoing investigation on who actually signed for and received his honorable judge's court summons. And we also must just protect the integrity of this ongoing federal trial to make sure that it's not led to a mistrial. Do you understand?
Well, I would be able to discuss this with my attorney. I'm legally allowed to discuss anything with my attorney.
Yes, ma'am, once you come down to the Sheriff's Department. Now, if you want to actually go ahead and transfer your file over, that's perfectly fine. At that time, what I will have to do is transfer that file to the criminal division. And at that time, your attorney can actually speak with our legal representation, okay?
But when I get to the Sheriff's Department, I can call my attorney?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's correct.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. One moment. I'm actually corresponding with that county.
Which county?
With the Clement County Sheriff's Department.
Okay, great.
Yes, I'm just informing them that you will be coming down. I don't want you to just come down there and them not knowing.
Oh, no.
At that time, they're going to apprehend you once you do arrive.
Okay. So I should have somebody with me or what?
No, ma'am. Like I stated, we're going to get you transferred over that way that you won't be apprehended once you do arrive, okay?
Okay.
They'll already understand that you're coming.
Okay, so what...
Now, do you have the address?
I'll put it into my GPS.
Okay, that's 3300 Vandenberg Avenue.
Okay.
Okay. Now, also... you do have two procedures that you're going to have to choose from. You do have two, active, like I stated, ma'am, you do have two active pending warrants, okay? With those two active pending warrants, if you were to come directly down to the Sheriff's Department, that's why I informed you, you would be apprehended upon arrival. That would seem as you're going through what's known as the criminal procedure. Now, with that criminal procedure, what that simply means is that basically you're going to come in, contest that you knew when and where to show, that you signed up for and received that honorable judge's court summons. And at that time, ma'am, you will be basically fingerprint mugshot, dressed out, placed into general population for 48 hours or 72 days until able to see an administrative judge, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes. That is your actual criminal procedure. Now, your civil procedure is a three-step process, okay? You will have to actually obtain your surety bond amount. You will... Your second step is to actually make your way to that bonding terminal so that you can place those on a frozen status so that you can come into presence of law enforcement. Now, once you get that dismissal receipt form, better known as bonding trust certificate, what will take place at that time, you will actually have your citation frozen so that you can come into presence of law enforcement. Your third step will be your signature analysis. That signature analysis is 99.9% accurate. 99.9% accurate, which, can you hear me?
You keep cutting in and out.
Okay, I apologize. Like I stated, that will be 99.9% accurate. It will prove if you actually signed for or received anything due to your honorable judge's court summons. So what you will have to do is sign intensive documentations. Those documents will remove the fault of all citizens and jurors. Both of those are you, and also DNR forms. Those that did not receive bundles, okay?
Okay.
Now, if it states here that you never signed for nor received that honorable judge's court summons, what we will be able to do for you is get you off that federal docket here without any blemishes on your record as before, okay?
Okay.
Now, at this time, I do need a first and last name, today's date, and which way that you would like to proceed, with that being civilly or criminally?
Civilly.
Okay. And I need your first and last name, ma'am.
Lori Duckworth.
Okay. Now, were you informed of your citations and your preset of surety bond amounts?
Yeah.
Okay, can you please recite those for me so I can make sure they're correct before I do transfer your file over to the Klamath Civil Department?
Let me see here. It's FTA369-65 and COC369-25.
Okay, so it does state here that those two citations do come with a preset of surety bond amount that has been placed down by the Honorable Judge Elaine Fitzpatrick at the lowest amount that she possibly could. It does state here that it is a 10% collateral of $100,000, okay? So that will be $10,000, $5,000 for your FTA, $5,000 for your COC, okay? Now, that's for government fees and court costs. And like I stated, due to the fact that you are going through your amnesty period, that will be fully reimbursed to you upon arrival once you do leave the Sheriff's Department, okay?
Okay. I'm supposed to pay $10,000? Is that what I'm understanding? Is to pay $10,000? And then that's reimbursed to me after I get processed at the Sheriff's Department?
Yes, ma'am. So, basically, now, have you ever placed a bill or a bond before?
No.
Okay, well, thank heavens that you're not posting a bill. Now, if you're posting a bill, what that simply means is, basically, you're already incarcerated, and one of your loved ones will actually have to place that bill to get you out of incarceration. Okay. Today, what you're going to actually have to do is go through what's known as a signature analysis. What that simply means is, a surety bond. Now, within the surety bond, what it does is it circumvents arrest. It assures the Honorable Judge that you won't flee and elude, and like I did inform you, more importantly, ma'am, it is refundable, okay?
Okay.
So what take place is you will place that $10,000 on a frozen status in an escrow account with your name on it until you make it down to the Sheriff's Department. Once you come down for that signature analysis and it shows that you never signed for nor received anything due to that Honorable Judge's court summons, that $10,000, yes, ma'am, it will be fully reimbursed to you before you leave the department if you're 100% sure and correct that you didn't sign for nor receive that, okay?
Okay, yeah, no, I didn't, and I'd bet $10,000 on it, so how do I send you that money?
No, ma'am, no. You're not going to send us that money, okay? What you're going to do is, like I stated, it is a step-by-step process. You're going to have to go through a step-by-step procedure to get this matter resolved, okay? So your first step would actually be obtaining that necessary amount. Now,
well, I have that amount in my bank account.
Okay, I understand what you're contesting, ma'am. So what you're going to have to do is make your way to your financial institution.
Okay.
And you're going to simply obtain that $10,000.
Okay.
Once you obtain that $10,000, ma'am, you're going to get generated a fund federal bonding terminal by the District Clerk of Court's office. At that time, what they're going to do is they're going to get you en route to that bonding terminal, and then you're going to place those citations on that frozen status, okay? So our first step is to make your way to your financial institution. What is your estimated time of arrival to that financial branch?
It'd probably take me 20 minutes to get there.
Okay, 10-4. Are you in your motor vehicle as of now, ma'am?
I'm making my way to my car now.
Okay, inform me once you are in your motor vehicle. What we're going to do is we're going to go through your first and last name, today's date, and your odometer reading. That's your car mileage. Loud and clear for the recording amongst your transcripts.
Okay.
Hey, this has been real fun. This is going to be the best 20 minutes for my podcast ever, and you're going to be Facebook famous. Don't you guys realize you already called us once before? But this time you called in my studio.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.